my Keurig brewer from Walmart always comes in super clutch. I got it so I can keep grinding on my paper. You know I'm hitting that deadline. I also got it so I could stay up late to do some exam cramming. And of course, you know I'll be ready to stroll into my morning class, sipping in style. I guess you could say it's a literal lifesaver. Cheers to that. Shop your coffee fuel needs at Walmart.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
You are listening to the Overreaction Bills podcast on the Buffalo Fanatics Podcast Network. Be sure to subscribe to this podcast, rate, and leave a review if you enjoy it. And now, here's your host, the voice of the Overreaction Bills podcast, Joe Miller.
What is going on, everybody? This is Joe Miller, the voice of the Overreaction Sports Podcast, a Buffalo sports-based podcast that if you are not currently subscribed to my RSS feed on whatever platform you listen to podcasts, you're missing out on some exclusive content brought to you just by me. So if you have not yet subscribed, please do so. Go to whatever browser you're listening to your podcast on, type in Overreaction Sports. When I come up, click subscribe. You'll be assured to get every episode, every bonus pod, every special thing that I do. You won't miss a moment. Thanks again for listening. Do me a favor. If you've got time, rate, review, share it with a friend. As always, I appreciate you guys listening. And go Bills. What is going on? What is going on, Bills Mafia, Bills Nation, Bills family? What is going on? Welcome in. Welcome into yet another edition, an extended edition, if you will. We get yet another week of preview podcast. Joe Miller sitting here hoping that we get yet another week of preview podcast. Joe Miller. In this extended edition, extended series, playoff series for the 2020 Buffalo Bills season. But I just want to say welcome into the Overreaction Sports Podcast, brought to you by the Market Dominator on the Buffalo Fanatics Podcast Network. I am your host, the voice of the Overreaction Sports Podcast. My name is Joe Miller, and you can find me, as always, on Twitter at Joe Miller Wired. You can find me on Facebook as well. If you friend me, or if you request me for friends, I'll friend you back. I'm also on Instagram. I've got a personal one there, and then I've got an Overreaction Sports one that I don't really update a whole lot. But welcome into the show. Whether this podcast finds you around a cup of coffee, on the drive to work, or at the gym with your AirPods in, let me once again say welcome. It's just so good to have you. I especially want to say welcome if there's any first-time listeners. If this is the first time you've ever heard the Overreaction Sports Podcast. First of all, where the heck have you been all year? It's been an insane year. You need to go back to like preseason, as much as there was not a preseason, but you need to go back to like August and start listening. Pick up the show from August and listen to every podcast since then to feel all the ups and downs of Bills Mafia since the beginning of this season. No, I'm just kidding. You don't have to do that. I'm just excited that you're here. Whether you are a first-time listener or a long-time listener, welcome into the show. We get another week of Bills football, And we are going to real quick preview this football game. I've got something special. This football game against the Kansas City Chiefs. I've got something special for you kind of lined up. We're going to do the Bills Mafia Time to Shine. I've got several entries for that, which is awesome. But it's just amazing that we're still doing this thing. It's funny because, like, I've thought about it all week. This offseason, it's not the offseason yet, but this offseason feels so much different than this offseason has ever felt. Normally, it's week 17, game ends. The last couple of years, we've had a playoff game. You know, we played the Ravens 3 years ago, and then we played the Texans last year. But even after that, the season was over. And then it was like back to normal life with no football on Monday night, no football on Thursday night, no extended football on Saturdays, and a bunch of playoff games that included the New England Patriots that I really didn't care about. This season's weird. Like, this is different. Like, this is like it's the AFC Championship game, and I'm still on pins and needles. I'm still hopeful and expectant. I still am looking forward to Sunday. Like, what is going on? Like, this, the last 3 weeks have been pretty incredible, and I'm not ready for it to stop. And I'll be honest with you, should the Bills come out of this Kansas City Chiefs AFC Championship football game victorious, I don't know what the heck I'm going to do with myself for the next 2 weeks. Because this week has been tough. Really tough. But yet another week of preview podcasts, another week of the Hump Day Hotline. The Hump Day Hotline happens on Wednesday nights at 9 o'clock, and if you did not catch last week's episode, please jump back and listen to that, or you can watch it on YouTube, myself and Clay Troia. But another week of Wildest Dreams Land, man. Hashtag Wildest Dreams Land. I actually followed the hashtag, and there were several people that had been tweeting it, and I didn't even know it. Here I am, the one that kind of created that whole thing, and it's not exactly caught legs yet, but I don't know that it will. But we are living in Wildest Dreams Land. Wildest Dreams Land. Another thing I tried to do, which didn't really catch on, was I tried to start the Minshew Challenge, the hashtag Minshew, Gardner Minshew Challenge. Gardner Minshew recently got a new haircut. Well, I shouldn't say that. He got his haircut, and he carved in the mullet in full force. To which I posted pictures of myself in a mullet or with a mullet from my high school days on Twitter and hashtagged Minshew Challenge and challenged anybody that either currently has a mullet, Brother Bill, or has had one in the past to go ahead and throw your picture up there with the hashtag Minshew Challenge. And it had a little bit of fun for a couple minutes, but it did not necessarily catch the fire that I had kind of hoped that it would catch. It more or less made me look like an idiot, which is fine. I'm good with that too. I have no problem with that. But wildest dreams land, fam, we are living in the wildest dreams land. Never in our wildest dreams did we expect the Buffalo Bills to be the number 2 seed. Never in our wildest dreams did we expect to have an MVP for a quarterback. Never in our wildest dreams 3 years ago did we expect Josh Allen to be an undisputed, in our eyes, franchise quarterback and almost a son of Buffalo at this point. Never in our wildest dreams did we expect to feel the way that we feel, to have Stephon Diggs lead the NFL in receptions and receiving yards. Never in our wildest dreams. It's just been an incredible season. 13-3. 13-3, a mark that has not happened, just to repeat it again since 1991. And we all know about those football teams. 7-0 in my Corey Bajorquez jersey. So 7-0 in the boho. This week we're going for 8-0. You better believe that I will be wearing my Corey Bajorquez jersey come game time. I will tweet it out so everybody knows. If they win this week, they'll be 8-0. And if they go to the Super Bowl and win, it will be 9-0 in the boho. And subsequently, what is Corey Bajorquez's number? Number 9. If that happens, I'm going to have to do everything I can to get Corey Bajorquez to sign that jersey. I'm never going to wear it again. He's going to sign that jersey, and it's got to go in the Bills Hall of Fame somewhere. Like, I don't know if it's got to go to Canton. I don't know if it's got to go to, like, the Buffalo Hall of Fame. I don't know if it needs to go downtown to, like, One Bills Drive. But if the Buffalo Bills win the Super Bowl, and I'm 9-0 in my Corey Bajorquez jersey, like, since I bought it and started wearing it and got it shipped to me, you better believe that jersey needs to be autographed and sent someplace to hang on a wall somewhere. Maybe it will suffice to be in my house, but I don't think so. Real quick recap of the Ravens game, and I'm not going to get into it. I think all I want to talk about with that Ravens game, and I'm literally going to talk about it for 60 seconds, is this. Win pretty, win ugly, just win, baby. Win pretty, win ugly, just win. And even this game that we're about to see happen today, it comes down to that. Win pretty, win ugly, just win. It doesn't matter how you win. And that's something the Chiefs have done all season long. You're talking about a football team that has not won by double digits one time this season, which is pretty interesting when you consider that they are the number one offense in the NFL. And they have the most prolific offense in the NFL. And they've got the fastest scoring offense in the NFL. And what that tells you is their defense is not very good. And it has not been very good all season. However, they do find what they need. They find ways to win, and they do what they have to do to win. Win pretty, win ugly, just win, baby. But what does this game mean to me? It probably means the same, very similar feelings to me that it means to you. I was kind of not emotional. I was riding a euphoric wave of highness in my last post-game show last week after the Ravens game. And to be honest with you, I did not go back and listen to it because I was a little afraid of what I said. I got a lot of feedback on it, which is, I love the feedback from Bills Mafia. I love it when you guys talk to me and let me know how my episodes or how these episodes have kind of hit you. But I did not go back and listen to it. I was just basically in giddy land, for lack of a better term. I was a teenage girl who just found out that a boy liked her, is basically how I felt. But this game means a lot to me. And as I view the landscape and I watch Twitter, you know, it's so easy for us to be slighted as Bills Mafia. And I'm okay with that because I'm over it. And I don't mean I'm over it, I'm going to ignore it. I'm over it, meaning I'm sick and tired and once and for all over just this whole idea that Buffalo is somehow a joke. And our football team is a joke, and our city is a joke, and the people that are from here or the people that live here are a joke. We are not a joke, and this is not a joke. And you know, there's a lot of there's a great deal of pride and a great deal of respect that we have for the place that we come from. Our football team is not like for us, it's not like any other football team. In my opinion, I've lived all over the country. I've lived in Florida. I've lived in Georgia. I've lived in Missouri. I've lived in Ohio. I've lived in many cities across this state or across this country, and I find that Bills fans connect with their football team a little different than Browns fans do, or Bengal fans do, or Buccaneer fans, or even Dolphin fans. For Bills fans, that football team is part of our identity. Literally, when you think about a football team going out, right, and they go out and they represent your city, other football fans or fans of other teams in other cities, the Dolphins or the Cowboys or, you know, the Patriots, if there's even a Patriot fan left in this country, or, you know, pick a team, the Giants or the Jets, you know, basically the team wins, the team loses. I'm a fan. I'm really excited. It's great. But there's no personal slight. They don't take it personal. There's no when Jet fans lose or Giant fans lose or Cowboy fans lose, they're not sitting there on Twitter, you know, or waiting to watch a highlight show for somebody to take a cheap pot shot at their city about how, well, what do you expect? It's so cold. It's so frigid in New York City. It's just ridiculous. Meanwhile, that's what we've come to expect in Buffalo. The Buffalo Bills lose, and on a highlight show, there's a pot shot. Well, you know, it's so cold up there in Buffalo. So cold. Meanwhile, it's not any colder in Buffalo than it is in New York City, Boston, Massachusetts, Detroit, Michigan, Chicago, Illinois, Green Bay, Wisconsin. Pick a city. Pick a northern city. It's pretty much just as cold. Cleveland, Ohio. How about Pittsburgh? I used to live in Columbus, Ohio, 5.5 hours south of Buffalo, and more times than not, it seemed to be that if it was 30 degrees in Buffalo, it was 25 in Columbus. I'm just at the point where, you know what? It's personal. It's just personal. We always hear this. We always hear this, the statement or the comment, right? It's not personal. Well, no. It's personal. Like for me, it's personal. And I suspect that it's personal for all of you as well. I'm over the jokes. And I don't want to hear them anymore. And there's an aspect to silencing everybody that can happen with a victory, not only this weekend, because I'm sick and tired of hearing about the Pat Mahomes. Oh, did you hear? Did you, Trey Wingo, did you hear that the Buffalo Bills traded away the pick that like brought Pat Mahomes to Kansas City? Did you know that? Like, can you believe they did that? Man, wow. Yeah, I know that. I don't care. I have Josh Allen. I've got Tremaine Edmonds. I've got Deion Dawkins. I've got Tre'Davious White. I've got great players. I don't give a crap about Pat Mahomes. Is he a generational football talent? Is he a phenomenal quarterback in the NFL? Yes. Is he a good kid? Yes. I don't give a crap that the Buffalo Bills traded away the pick to Kansas that brought Pat Mahomes to Kansas City. I don't give a crap. I'm ready to wipe away the past. I'm ready to put it behind us. I'm ready to give the world the middle finger. I'm sick and tired of wide right. I'm sick and tired of the Cowboys. I'm sick and tired of the Redskins. I'm sick and tired of the stories about being beaten by a backup quarterback and Jeff Hostetler. It's personal. I'm over it. I'm over it. And I loved this interview. It was this weekend that I discovered that Ariel Helwani was a Buffalo Bills fan, and he has a story that very much relates to ours, and I want to play that for you. Ariel Helwani was on with Pat McAfee. He was on the Pat McAfee show, and he got to tell a little bit of his story about just his experience as a Bills fan and what this game means to him. So this is that interview.
I fell in love with the Buffalo Bills in 1990. I was a seven-year-old boy. I was at my uncle's house, and I was watching the Super Bowl. And I saw Scott Norwood miss that field goal. Wide right. We all know what happened. We all know what happened against the Giants. I remember walking to my parents' bathroom after the Redskins Super Bowl and crying.
Whoa. 8 years old. Whoa. Yes. Whoa. Football team.
This is a shoot.
Football team.
I cried. It meant that much to me. Okay. And I remember thinking, why does this mean so much to me? But they were a part of who I was. My older brothers, Cowboys fans, tormented me for the next two Super Bowls. Of course, we lost two in a row. It was horrible. And then we had a couple of good years, Rob Johnson, Doug Flutie. But then, of course, the last 20 years, it's been a joke, right? The claim to fame has been, you know, falling through tables that were on fire. This has been a very hard year for a lot of people. Pandemic, depressing times, losing their jobs, losing family members. I haven't seen my beloved parents for over a year. I haven't seen my sister in over a year. They live in Canada. I miss them. I'm homesick. With Josh Allen, and I hope that he sees this, with Stephon Diggs, with Sean McDermott, with Devin Singletary, what all those guys in Western New York have done for people like me, and I could speak on behalf of Bills Mafia for the entire community, the light that they've given us, the happiness that they've given us, the excitement that they have given us in the darkest time of our lives, I will forever be in debt to those men. I love this team. I want two more games. That's all I want. I want one more win on Sunday and then another in 2 weeks, and I just want to be champions, and I want to celebrate virtually online with all those fans who were like me 30 years ago crying because our beloved Bills lost. Two more games, guys. Dig down deep. You have a whole nation. You have a whole community behind you. Go out there. Get it done. Shut everyone up. To be the man, you got to beat the man. Woo. Take it to the Chiefs, and let's go to Tampa. Sight of where Scott Norwood missed that field goal 30 years ago.
Yeah.
Let's right that wrong, and let's get Tom Brady back for all the years of torment he gave to us. I want Tom. I want the Bucks at home. I want that championship. I want the Lombardi Trophy going to Ralph Wilson / New Era / Bills Stadium, baby.
Woo! Let's go!
That's it.
Hey, that was awesome, Mario.
That's it. That's how we all feel, right? I mean, it's personal. It you know what? No, it's not business. It's not business this time. It's personal. I'm tired, and I'm sick and tired of the national media. I'm tired of the conversation. Yes, we've had great press this week, and it's been fun, and it's been exciting to wake up every single morning and flip around between Good Morning Football and ESPN's First Take and just the different places and hear them talking about our beloved Buffalo Bills. But even still, there's nobody giving us a chance. But for me, it's personal. It's personal. I'm ready to be over all of this. I'm ready to hoist the Lombardi and hoist the championship over my city and right all of the wrongs, break all of the curses, get all of the monkeys off of the back. I'm ready to stop comparing Josh Allen to Jim Kelly. I'm ready to stop comparing every single football team that we have to the 90s team. I love those 90s guys. I love the fact that they birthed so many Hall of Famers from that football team. I love the legacy. I know that they are the shoulders of which this football team is even standing on today. They brought relevancy. When you think of the cities out there that have not been the Steelers, the Cowboys, the Patriots cities, the ones that have been more of the perennial losers, the Lions, the Browns, and those teams, the Bills would be in that category still if it was not for those 90s teams. They are to be heralded. But I'm sick and tired of hearing the comparisons. I'm over it. It's time for a new chapter. It's time for a new day. It's time for a new destiny. It's just time. And frankly, between me and the world, it's personal. And if you want to break it down and say Buffalo versus everybody, well, then why not just say it that way? Because I consider myself as a son of Buffalo who lives still in the city of Buffalo. And I know all of you would agree with me that are transplants and who no longer live here. You feel the same way that I do, whether you live here or not. We are Buffalo. And it is us versus the world. Everybody versus us. I digress. That's just how I feel. So it is what it is. But at the same time, I'm going to tell you to be excited about this football game. So if you can live in that space, I don't know. I'm going to be a little conflicted during the game because it's like I need to enjoy this game, but it's personal. So I don't know. I'm just at that point. I'm just over it. So let's talk about this football game real quick, and then we're going to take a very short break, and then we're going to get into the Bills Mafia time to shine, and then we're going to watch this football game. And hopefully, you have started your pregame right here with me as you have done every week. Who knows? But getting into this game, you know, both of these football teams, real quick, and I'm not going to talk long. I just want to give you my feelings as far as this football game. Both of these teams have won 15 games this season, including the playoffs. So the Bills have won 15 games. The Chiefs have won 15 games. Obviously, the Bills have played one more football game due to the bye week. On the season, Josh Allen, as you know, had 4,544 passing yards at 69% completions with 37 touchdowns. Mahomes was 4,740 at 66% completions and 38 touchdowns. Now, that's not the stat that I want you to pay attention to, because something there's small little things inside of this game, small little markers that are going to tell a greater story than, oh my gosh, it's the Chiefs and Pat and the mighty Pat Mahomes playing against the fledgling little Bills and the inaccurate Josh Allen, who kind of is having a good year. There's way more to do than those and the week six appearance that they shared when it was COVID season. Things were crazy. It was on a Tuesday. The weather was crappy. There's a lot more into this game, and there's a lot more about this game that people are not necessarily paying attention to, like this. This is one of the things that I want to give you. Since week 13, so the last five games, Josh Allen and the Buffalo Bills have averaged 35 points per game. His completion percentage, still at 69%. He has had 21 touchdowns to 3 interceptions. So in the last five games since week 13, Josh Allen averaged 35 points, 69% completion percentage, 21 touchdowns to 3 interceptions. Pat Mahomes, since week 13, 25 points per game. Your antennas should be going up. 61% completion percentage. His completion percentage is actually lower in the last five games than it was in the beginning of the season. 10 touchdowns, 5 interceptions. And oh, by the way, he has thrown numerous, what PFF calls, turnover-worthy plays. It's amazing to me the focus on that phrase, turnover-worthy play, when it was all about Josh Allen and turnover-worthy plays in 2019 versus Pat Mahomes and turnover-worthy plays, and we never hear about them ever. A little strange. We also don't know from this football game if there's going to be lingering effects from the concussion or whatever it is that happened to him. So whether you believe he hit his head and got a concussion, which I don't think he did, whether you believe he got the Vulcan neck pinch on his neck, or basically got pistol whip in the back of the neck, and I forget what that, it's actually a military move that's called where you knock the person unconscious, that thing we see in the movies, it really does happen. Whether you think that happened to him, or you just think or believe, as I've seen as well, that he got kind of choked out and blacked out and just made him a little woozy, whatever it is. We don't know at this point that there's going to be lingering effects from that hit. He also has a turf toe coming into this football game. That is probably more than likely going to be the thing that limits him a little more than anything else will. So if there's something that's going to limit him in this football game or give him a hard time, it's more than likely going to be his toe. And I believe it's the big toe on his left foot, which is his plant foot, right? So his lead foot. It's also going to limit his ability to run around. It was bothering him in that Browns game. Lingering effects of the concussion, who knows? Lingering effects of the turf toe. There's going to be some problems there. Sammy Watkins should be available for this football game. That is a little bit of a concern for me. Not that Sammy Watkins is the guy that plays with a great deal of passion when he plays his old football teams, because he doesn't. But Sammy Watkins playing in this football game makes me a little concerned. He's he was a number one football draft pick. I mean, he's a good football player. It's still uncertainty whether or not Clyde Edwards-Helaire is going to play in this football game. However, other small things, small factors that should make your antennas raise a little bit in this football game. Not only was the defense, back when the Bills played the Chiefs the first time, ranked like 29th in the NFL or 30th in the NFL, they're ranked 10th now, 29th to 10th. That stat matters. And it matters a lot when we go back to, if we draw a line back to the stat that I told you, that Mahomes in the last five games has averaged 25 points per game, and he has thrown five interceptions, right? Also, the injuries that the Bills had in that first game. This is not the tale of two exact football games, or it's not the tale of a rematch between two football teams. That Week 6 game, the Buffalo Bills, and dare I say the Chiefs as well, looked and played differently than they're playing now. Injuries for the Bills the last time. We know Tremaine Edmonds was injured. He had a shoulder injury. He was not playing like the Tremaine Edmonds that we are used to seeing play. As his shoulder has gotten better, this defense has also gotten better. You know who else was hurt in that football game? Josh Allen also had a shoulder injury. There were four football games where Josh Allen did not play well. All four of those games came with him wearing a brace on his left shoulder. It was not widely reported. It was not widely talked about. At one point in time, I think it was the second week after it happened, after the Raiders game, and I brought it to somebody's attention. I was like, has anybody thought or given consideration to that brace he's wearing on his left arm, that maybe it's messing him up? And from there, people, you know, we kind of speculated as content creators. More importantly, Dawson Knox did not play in that football game. Did not play in the football game. John Feliciano did not play in that football game. How much different does this offense look with Feliciano in it, this offensive line? Levi Wallace did not play in that football game. Matt Milano did not play in that football game. Matt Milano, oh, by the way, the Buffalo Bills defense, the Bills are 13-0. 13-0 with Matt Milano on the football field. The defense looks different when Matt's on the field. We've talked about it a lot. Not only is he healthy, but he's probably going to need surgery at the end of the season. But not only is he healthy, but this defense is playing better, and they play better when he's on the field and Tremaine Edmonds is healthy. By the way, also, Harrison Phillips was also not in that football game. Harrison Phillips is the guy up front lately that has been stuffing the run for us. It's pretty apparent that he has finally probably reached 90 to 95% recovered from the ACL surgeries that he had from last season against the Bengals when he went out in that Bengals football game. Those are some very, very big things. And for me, the reason that I'm bringing these things up to you is because this is almost, as much as you always want to say that it's, well, it's offense versus defense, right? Offense versus defense. It is. But this game, to me, comes down to the Buffalo Bills doing what the Buffalo Bills do on offense. So the Buffalo Bills have been averaging 35 points per game. Yes, I know they did not against the Ravens. That's an incredible defense. I think if the Buffalo Bills can average put their average on the board, 35 points, I think the Bills can do it. And if they can do it, it's going to make it very difficult for Mahomes and the Chiefs offense, given all the stuff that I just gave you, to outscore this Buffalo Bills football team. So for me, this game is about the Bills being themselves, doing their things. Stephon Diggs, you know, getting his 100 yards, 150 yards. Cole Beasley getting large targets early to get that offense in rhythm, get that offense moving. Singletary probably out of the backfield doing some screen work. I know the Bills don't like to run a lot of screens, but I'd like to see some of it. But I think if the Bills can be the Bills on offense, I think this game comes down to all the information that I just gave you. Pat Mahomes versus our defense, their offense versus our defense. I'm not so sure that they can score 35 points on our defense, which is interesting. It literally comes down to whether or not the Bills defense can limit Mahomes and that offense. I'm going to say it one more time. The Bills offense should be able to do Bills things, meaning come back to the stats or find, they should be able to find their mean average game, right? They should be able to get 35 points. However, can the Buffalo Bills defense slow down and limit Pat Mahomes and this Chiefs offense? I will give you my prediction in a minute. However, we're going to take a quick break. You are listening to, and then we're going to come back and do the Bills Mafia Time to Shine, but you are listening to the Overreaction Sports Podcast, brought to you by the Market Dominator on the Buffalo Fanatics Podcast Network. We'll be back in about a minute.
Hello, Bills Mafia. This is John Spaschek, better known as the Market Dominator, the official sponsor of the Overreaction Sports Podcast. And let me tell you, I am proud to be the sponsor of this incredible show. Joe Miller is bringing it to us, Bills Mafia, week in and week out. Can we give him a shout out, please? At Joe Miller Wired. Tweet him up and let him know what a great job he's doing. And listen up, Bills Mafia. If you are in the market to sell a home or buy a home, I am going to partner with you, bringing you the most relevant and cutting-edge strategies that make our clients win in this market. And just as Brian Daboll is helping Josh Allen and Stephon Diggs slash defenses across the NFL, the Market Dominators team is getting it done in the real estate world here in Western New York. It's a competitive market out there, but we are winning right along with our beloved Bills. So hit me up, 716-570-3298. That's my direct sell. You could also reach me on email, yourelitebroker@gmail.com, or you could hit me up on Twitter, @yourelitebroker. We are grateful and proud to be serving every one of our clients with a super educational approach that helps you win in this competitive market. Now let's all get together and salute, congratulate, and wish our Bills the best coming into the playoffs. Go Bills!
Welcome back. Welcome back to the Overreaction Sports Podcast, brought to you by the Market Dominator on the Buffalo Fanatics Podcast Network. I'm your host, Joe Miller, and you are you are listening to me ramble on about the Buffalo Bills versus the Chiefs game, pregame show. And what I want to do now is I want to get into the Bills Mafia Time to Shine segment. This has been such a welcomed, I talk about it every week, this has been such a welcomed, fun thing for me this season. I've enjoyed the interaction. I've enjoyed hearing the voices of the fans of Bills Mafia. But let's do this. Let's just jump right into this thing. No further introductions are needed. This first one is from Michael Fisher. Michael, what you got for me?
Bills over the Chiefs, 31-27. Josh Allen is locked in right from the beginning, throws for like over 350 yards, woo, three touchdown passes, and a rushing touchdown.
Nice. I'll take that all day long. I love the idea that it's going to be key. It's going to be very much key that the Buffalo Bills find rhythm early. And the way that they do that is through Cole Beasley. One of my friends literally texted me this week and said that he was going to be praying to Beasus. And I was like, do you mean Cole Beasley? And they were like, yes, and I'm not ashamed of it. I had to laugh. But yes, for all intents and purposes, that is the key to this football game for me as well. Get Cole working early and often, find a rhythm, and let's put some points on the board. This next one, all the way from Austin, Texas. My guy, Big Poppy, what's up?
Hey, Joe. This is Big Poppy from down here in Austin, Texas. Yes, this is Bill's country, too, down here.
Nice.
You asked for a prediction for the game AFC Championship, and I predicted Bills by a billion, as usual. But realistically, I think it's going to be Bills 37, Chiefs 30.
Wow.
I think the Bills jump out to a big lead in the first half.
Nice.
Kansas City makes a run in the second half, but the Bills always shut them down in the fourth quarter.
They always do.
They just didn't have enough to come back all the way.
I like it.
And 37 would give the Bills, I think, four touchdowns and three field goals. And if we score on seven drives in this game, man, we ought to win. Mm. But I think that's what it's going to take to beat the Chiefs. Anyways, go Bills. Can't wait for tomorrow.
I can't wait either. Thank you so much for being a part of the show, Big Poppy. I like that prediction as well. And yes, 37 points, that would be right around the mean average as far as what Josh Allen and the Bills have been scoring lately. I'd like to see that as well. So that to me would be clutch. But it's all about rhythm for this offense. I love the prediction about the Chiefs coming back or starting to make a surge towards the fourth quarter, because they're going to. That's who they are. They know how to turn it on. And I love the prediction that the Bills defense just houses them and shuts them down. Thank you for being a part of the show, Big Poppy. The next one, your favorite and my favorite, all the way from across the pond, none other than Dave Thorpe, Sacks of Dave on Twitter. Dave, what you got for me? It's always good to have you.
Hey, Joe. How are you?
Doing good.
Exciting times. This is it. It's the AFC Championship, our 27-year date with the Chiefs for the championship game once again.
Nice.
They say to be the best, you've got to beat the best, and it doesn't come much bigger or better than this. Before the start of the season this year, I said at a push we could make the championship game. In my wildest dreams, I didn't imagine we'd do it in such a way. The way this season's been, no matter what
it's
happens,
been amazing.
This has been an amazing success.
There it is. Yes, it is.
And just fantastic that we're here, made up. It's going to be a great day. Just going to enjoy it, especially when we beat them. It's going to be awesome. As for the game itself, I would love to see Diggs and Beasley have a great game and just destroy the Chiefs.
Let's go.
I think Frazier's going to dream up his usual game plan. Everybody's still hanging on the fact that they beat us in week six or whatever.
Right,
isn't the same team as week six.
Right. So, talk about it.
Honestly, I'm really just going to enjoy the day. It's great to be back. I think we're going to win, but then call me crazy optimistic. Well, you can at least call me crazy path anyway. but there you go. Go Bills.
Go Bills. I love it, man. If there's one guy that I want to meet next year when fans are loud back in the stadiums, I got to figure out, come hell or high water, some way to get Dave Thorpe into a football game, into a home Bills game, so that we can tailgate together and hang out and go to a game together. So, Dave, I appreciate you, man. And here's to one more week. Here is to one more week of Bills predictions. Not next week, but the week after that. And hopefully we're on our way to the Super Bowl. Justin Chisholm is my next one. Justin, thank you so much for being a part of the show. What you got for me, brother?
All right. My bold prediction is the Bills win by more than one possession.
Ooh, two possessions.
And the game isn't as close as everyone anticipated.
That's actually not a bad. I think I said the exact same thing on the Humpty Hotline with Clay. I think I said literally my prediction, and I'll give it to you guys here in a second. And it's funny because I came up with my prediction before I kind of had heard the stats, as far as kind of before I had collected the stats and done all my pregame homework for this podcast. But I said to Clay, I was like, I think the score is going to be around a one possession football game. You said two. But I said, even with it being a one-possession football game, I don't think it's going to be as close as what it seems like. You know how a lot of times the Bills will, or we've seen football teams win a game, and it's closer than it seemed. You know, they win by two or three possessions, but it was closer than it seemed. I think this is going to be one of those close games that's not that's not as close as it seems, if that makes any sense, if that rambling makes any sense. But appreciate you being a part of the show, Justin. Thank you for your contribution. The next one, the last one I got for you. Oh, no, I've got two more. Is Brian Bowers. Brian, welcome to the show. What you got?
Hey, Joe, your boy, Brian Bowers.
You are my
boy. Are you psyched?
Yes.
It's AFC Championship week. The Bills are going to Kansas City to play the Chiefs. Who would have thought the Bills would be in the AFC Championship game? Let's go.
Talk about it.
Let's go, Joe.
Talk about it.
So check it out, boys. This is what I'm thinking. The Bills have to be the Bills in this game. And what I mean by that is, on offense, yes, we have to let Josh cook.
Yep, let him
cook. So Diggs, Beasley, and Gabriel Davis, if he plays,
John
and
Brown.
John Brown can eat. Mm. Now, that being said, we have to run the ball a little bit. Like I said all season long, we can mix in the run, but we can't do what we did last week and just throw the ball 20 straight times. The Chiefs are horrible at stopping the run, so we have to mix in the run because I'm sure they're going to dare us to run.
Right.
Similar to the way we dared them to run, and you see what happened in that week six matchup. Yep. Now, defensively, we got to play bend but don't break, but it can't be like the way we did last time. We can't just allow the Chiefs to run the ball straight down the field, play in and play out. Granted, we had a lot of people hurt in that game.
Yeah, we
didn't have Milano. Trey was just getting back from a back injury. Levi Wallace didn't play that game. Tremaine Edmonds was playing with that bad shoulder, which clearly, you know, hobbled him all season and forced his play to, you know, be subpar. So we're coming in this game much healthier than we were last time we met.
Yep, yep.
So the Bills on defense need to play their game. We got to be aggressive at times, but we can't be overly aggressive. you know, I'm glad Mahomes is playing because I want all that smoke, Joe. Yeah. I don't want to hear any excuses when the Bills win this game.
No asterisks.
They will.
No asterisks.
That Mahomes didn't play and all that nonsense. They'll probably find a way to say, oh, well, his foot was hurt, so he wasn't 100%. But, whatever. That's going to be one of the new narratives they'll create.
But the
Bills can easily win this game if they just play their game. I've always said the Bills can beat anybody. Once this Bills team, you know, morphed into what we see now, I said the Bills could beat anybody in this league.
Talk about it.
The only way the Bills lose games is when they beat themselves.
That's right.
So that being said, my score prediction for this game is going to be Buffalo Bills 38, Kansas City Chiefs 30.
Wow, nice.
I think it's going to be close.
One possession.
But maybe not as close as we some people may believe it's going to be. And I think Josh Allen will go over 300 yards. I believe Josh Allen is going to come between 350 and 400 in this game. And honestly, I think that's what he's going to have to do to beat the Chiefs. The game plan we had last time, like I said, you know, it worked to limit the passing game for the Chiefs.
Mm-hmm.
We can mix some of that similar game plan, but we can't do that, you know, every down. That's just not going to work, in my opinion.
Right, right.
So that's what I'm thinking. My hot take is your boy, my boy, Andre Roberts will finally take one to the house.
Gonna get to the end zone. Let's go.
He's gonna step up when we need him the most, and that's gonna be in this AFC Championship game.
Let's go.
Diggs, of course, is also going to go over 100 yards. I don't know why all these Chiefs fans that were in the Fanatics chats this week were thinking that they're going to be able to stop Diggs. The Ravens couldn't stop Diggs. The Colts couldn't stop Diggs. And their defenses are way better than the Chiefs. So Diggs will definitely crush the Chiefs in this game. I can say so much more, voice, but we'll be here for like 20 minutes. So let me know your thoughts. Go Bills. AFC Championship week. Let's get this win, big dubs, and let's get back to the Super Bowl. Let's go.
Let's go. So Brian Bowers just took us to church, man. Brian Bowers took us to church. Brother was preaching up in here. But no, I'm on board with everything that you just said. Big dubs, big dubs. And the last one that I got for the Bills Mafia time to shine, and you guys brought it. You guys always bring the energy, and I love it. The last one I got for you is from the host of the Not Your Average podcast, T. Estelle. T, what you got for me?
What's up, Joe? So, hot take for this upcoming game on Sunday. Man, it's taking forever. But I think that if they try to shut down Stephon Diggs and Brown, I think Cole Beasley is going to be the guy that is going to be the difference maker in this win. Mm. I also think that, Singletary is going to play a role in this game
as well. I like it.
Because they say we don't have a run game and we can't stop the run. Mm. So I think we're going to surprise a lot of people. So I got them winning 31-24.
Like it.
See you in the Super Bowl. Go Bills.
Go Bills. So good. So good. T. Estelle, thank you so much for being a part of the show. Ladies and gentlemen, that was the Bills Mafia Time to Shine, one of my favorite segments. I think one of my favorite segments on any podcast. There's a lot of great segments that are out there. The cookie crumblers for Nolan. Like, there's a lot of great stuff out there. But to me, getting to hear you guys, just your voices and getting to hear your energy and getting to hear your predictions, to me, is just special. So thank you so much for being a part of the show, for contributing. It's just awesome. Now, to my take. On the Hump Day Hotline last Wednesday, and there will be another Hump Day Hotline this Wednesday at 9 o'clock, and I'm speaking that into existence as we watch our Buffalo Bills roll into Kansas City with it, what seems to be like half of Bills Mafia in tow. I think there's going to be a lot of Buffalo Bills fans in that stadium. I got the Buffalo Bills winning this football game 35-27. So that is an 8-point spread. It's a one possession game, technically almost two. I think Josh Allen amounts to, contributes for four different touchdowns. How he gets them, I don't know. But I think that Josh Allen is going to come out with a sense of urgency. I think they're going to find rhythm quick, and I think they're going to find rhythm early. I think the defense is going to play very good, stout football. That doesn't mean that Kelsey's not going to get his yards and his catches. That doesn't mean that Tyreek Hill's not going to get his yards and catches. I think it's going to be a tough, hard-fought battle. But at the same time, I don't think the score is going to be indicative of how close it was, meaning I don't think it's going to be as close as the score says. Even though it's a one-possession game, I think 35-27 represents a game where the Bills were, for the most part, in control of this football game the whole way. So that's what I've got for you. It's hard to believe that we are staring down the AFC Championship game, Buffalo Bills versus the Kansas City Chiefs. Bills Mafia, I love you guys, and it's, you know, I'm excited to do the post-game show, and it's hard to believe as well that the next time that you hear my voice, we're not only going to know the result and the outcome of this football game, but we're going to know who the Buffalo Bills are playing in the Super Bowl in Tampa. Thank you for being with me. Thank you for being a part. You've been listening to the Overreaction Sports Podcast on the Buffalo Fanatics Podcast Network, brought to you by the Market Dominator. I'm your host, Joe Miller. It's always good to have you. I'm excited. I hope you are too. Enjoy this game, Bills Mafia. Take it personal, but enjoy this game. Go Bills.
My Keurig brewer from Walmart always comes in super clutch. I got it so I can keep grinding on my paper. You know I'm hitting that deadline. I also got it so I can stay up late to do some exam cramming. And of course, you know I'll be ready to stroll into my morning class, sipping in style. I guess you could say it's a literal lifesaver. Cheers to that. Shop your coffee fuel needs at Walmart.
Remember the Thai cave rescue? What about the mission depicted in Black Hawk Down or the epic rescue shown in Captain Phillips? You've probably heard of all of these, but did you know that the U.S. Air Force Special Warfare played a pivotal role in all of them? These airmen are the most highly trained warriors on the planet. Other forces like the SEALs and Army Rangers call on them to provide skills no one else can. Not many people make the cut. If you think you can, visit airforce.com to learn more.
If you're a facilities manager at a warehouse and your HVAC system goes down, it can turn up the heat, literally. But don't sweat it, Grainger has you covered. Grainger offers over a million industrial-grade products for all your operations, including warehouse HVAC maintenance. And even better, they offer access to experts and fast delivery, so you and your warehouse can both keep your cool. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.